This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ticker symbol XOM closed up a touch this afternoon, $94.64 a piece. That's about $83 a share higher than ExxonMobil was 25 years ago today, when the Exxon Valdez spilled millions of gallons of oil into Prince William Sound up in Alaska. It was, of course, an environmental story, one that endures to this day. It's also a story of risk, risks that are known and accepted. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
If you were alive during the Valdez oil spill, you can probably still recall the video footage. Black shorelines, dead sea otters, oil-soaked birds.
It was vivid.
Zygmunt Plotter is an environmental law professor at Boston College. He worked on the Alaska Oil Spill Commission after Valdez.
It pointed to the problems of the oil megasystem.
Every step of the process, says Plotter.
There was repeated cost-cutting to increase risk. Our commission concluded that this megasystem was dominated by complacency, collusion, and neglect.
Words we heard after the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill 20 years later. Valdez also showed us how vulnerable the environment can be in a way that previous oil spills, including the Santa Barbara spill in 1969, had not. Bob Deans is a spokesperson for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
That underscored the enormous risk that we place natural resources at when we produce and distribute oil.
The risk, he says, was something we hadn't quite come to terms with.
There was this perception that it was safe to do this, and that if the oil got in the water, surely industry had a way to clean it up. Surely there was a way to save the oceans and marine life from the consequences of a spill like this. And we found out that none of that was true.
After the Exxon Valdez, and again after the BP oil spill, regulations were tightened. But oil spills are not a thing of the past. Over the weekend, about 170,000 gallons of oil gushed out into Galveston Bay when an oil barge and cargo ship collided. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.